You're watching The Top Five. Moving on now to our fifth story. In the British capital, London, thousands of teachers march through the streets as part of a one-day strike against the government's unfair treatment of teachers. These teachers are angry because of their low pay, diminishing pensions and tough working conditions. Their representatives are now in talks with authorities to gain better conditions. The British government is pushing the teachers to work up to the age of 68 for a lesser pension than their predecessors. Teachers say such measures are not only unfair and difficult for them, but also detrimental to the quality of education. Narges Mobaleri is our correspondent with us now live from London. Let's get all the latest from her. Narges, I know you were in the streets and you were speaking with those who've come out and have been taking part in the strikes and demonstrations. Tell us about their concerns, their hopes and fears, and also about the process of talks that's underway.
Well, the concerns and the official reasons that they'd come out to strike this Monday were the changes in the pay system for the education system. So the government wants teachers to have a performance-related pay, which teachers out on the streets on Monday, on Wednesday, were angry at because they said it just adds additional pressure. The other is, of course, as you mentioned, they want to bump up the retirement age to 68. And many teachers were concerned that somebody at 68 who might be pushed to work until that age to get their pension might not be giving the quality of teaching that pupils deserve. And of course, once you do retire, the government wants to make the pension even smaller than it was. So these are the main concerns. But if you're out on the streets, as I was throughout the day, and you really spoke about the fears of these teachers, it's much broader than that. They're really angry, actually, at the government's attempt of what many think is of the privatisation of the education system. A lot of people that I spoke to said that this Conservative-led government is full of elite members of parliament who are millionaires or have had a private education, and they are far, far removed from the realities of state education and what people, ordinary citizens and ordinary children in the education system need. So there was a lot of anger. I spoke to several teachers who'd been teaching for 2 decades, for 3 decades, for 4 decades, and they said that in that time, although there'd been some improvements in terms of structure and support being put into place, since this government has come into power, a lot of those positive steps have been bulldozed through, and now all the changes are going to be detrimental for the legacy of the education system. A lot of them said to me that one day of disruption is better than the legacy of destruction that these changes are going to cause, and it's because they're in the system, because they're teachers, they can see this happening, and they really want to get that message out, especially to parents who sometimes get very annoyed at these strikes, because of course if the pupils can't go to school, then parents have to make alternative arrangements. Are the government taking heed? I don't think so yet, because this problem's been going on for over 2 years. There was a real intense negotiations that have basically led to no fruit bearing at all, and that's why the NUT, the National Union of Teachers, decided to take this strike. The other big union didn't join in this strike. They did join in a strike last October. They've said it was too soon for them, the NASUWT, to say that the talks are failing. But there's not really been much headway in those negotiations. And I suspect if they continue as they are for the next month or two with no real progress, we will see another massive demonstration with both the unions, and they represent 90% of teachers in the country. Just in terms of figures, in London alone, there was over 10,000 teachers out on strike today. Last October, when both unions were out, it was 12,000. So actually, this is a really humongous showing just from the one union. That's why I expect if they join forces again in the next few months, we will see probably the biggest teachers union demonstration we've seen for a very long time.
Thank you very much, Nargis Mobaleghi, a correspondent in London for us there.